Hi everyone, we're back from the vets. Just thought I would do this quick audio bill as an update because it's probably slightly more complicated than 140 characters. The good news, we think Wilson's fine. Vets' considered opinion is that he ate something that he probably shouldn't have. We probably will never know what that was. He has a bit of a garbage guts, being a pup, and will put lots of things in his mouth to try and spit out, and sometimes doesn't spit out, and sometimes has to have fingers inserted to have those bits pulled out before he swallows them. But that looks like the most likely cause. As I say, we probably won't know what it was. Basically, vets prescribed some kind of paste, kaolin paste, which should do sort of several things. It will bung him up a bit. I won't go into graphic detail about quite how bad it's been, but you know, we'll see. And also a very bland diet for the next few days, so we keep our fingers crossed. Doesn't think there's any bug or anything like that. However, if things don't improve, or if we notice any blood, then we've got to take him back. But as I say, fingers crossed, quite relieved, quite glad to be back home again. Thank you very much to everybody who's tweeted me today to say, you know, hope everything's all right. Just try and name a few that I can think of: Will K, Thermal Satsuma, HeebieJeebie2000, Idiot Johnson. Apologies if I've forgotten anybody, but really appreciate that you took the time out to wish us well, wish Wilson well. She'll keep updates coming as we have them, but at the moment we've brought him home. He's had some of his first sort of dose of paste and a little bit of food, and we'll see how we go from there. Is a slight funny story for you. While we were sitting in the waiting room, I didn't want to put him on the ground just in case he had picked a bug up. I didn't want the other dogs to catch it from him sort of being on the floor in the vet. So I was sitting in one of their chairs, which are the kind of sort of typical waiting room chairs, black metal frame, padded seat and padded sort of back. And I was sitting there, and Wilson was being very good, sitting on my lap. And all of a sudden I felt a sensation I've not felt since I was probably about, oh, I don't know, 3 years old. Very damp patch is all I will say. Unfortunately, poor Wilson, I think probably the car ride had shaken up his bladder a bit. So he managed to wee all over me, all over the seat in the vets and the floor, and even saved a bit for the grass verge by the time I got him out into the car park. So had to profusely apologise. I think the vets have probably had that sort of thing happen a number of times, and they're very understanding, but quite embarrassing for me. Not least to say that it's the first time I've had wet trousers like that in quite a long, long time. Anyway, that's a short, quick update. As I say, any developments, obviously, I'll post to Twitter, do an audio boo. Again, thank you all very much for your kind thoughts and well wishes. Hopefully, neurotic parents that we are, we've kind of put our neuroses to bed and hope that Wilson is on the mend. But I hope wherever you are, you're having a slightly less neurotic evening, and are having a nice time. And I will speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.